The World Health Organization declared yesterday that the global coronavirus crisis is now a pandemic. I'm Michelle Brathwaite, and this is Health Drive. Today, we hear the experience of Dr. Carol Hogg Jackson, who, along with her husband and children, moved to Singapore just over a year ago. When the Singapore Ministry of Health alerted citizens of the coronavirus outbreak, here's what Dr. Carol said happened.
There was that initial panic, so we experienced things like panic buying in the supermarket, but that quickly settled down. I think once people realized that the government was sort of getting ahead of the situation and trying to really stop the spread.
But assurances, information, and transparency from the government made a difference to the population and helped the situation to settle.
Life basically continues as normal, but we have special measures and procedures in place in order to curb the spread. So some of those things for us would be like large-scale events and so on have been cancelled, or certain precautions have been put in place if they're still proceeding. And we also have like daily health checks. So for example, in workplaces and so on, schools, there are temperature checks that take place. And they also encourage you to check your temperature twice daily. There are travel declarations also in place. For example, even before we enter church, we've had to sort of declare if we've been to any of those countries. And since then, you know, we've seen a lot of articles and publications really suggesting that Singapore's approach has sort of been a gold standard approach to controlling the outbreak.
The government of Singapore also imposed some mandatory actions.
There are some mandatory quarantines in place, also leave of absence. And the government has really been encouraging people on sort of imposing even fines if those quarantines or leave of absence are broken.
Dr. Hull Jackson has some advice for Barbadians.
Follow the recommendations of the, you know, the health authorities. Keep yourself informed. Don't panic, but take the necessary precautions. And the necessary precautions are common hygiene things that we take for granted.
Part of the precautions would be washing the hands frequently and thoroughly. Dr. Diana Chen of UCLA explains the hand washing method.
Step one is you want to wash the palm of your hands with soap or an alcohol-based rub. Step two is washing the back of your hands. Step three is making sure you get in between your fingers. Step four, making sure you wash the tips of your fingers. And step five is making sure you get your thumbs.
While washing your hands, sing the birthday song in your head twice. That should be enough time to do a proper job. And don't forget to turn off the tap while lathering. This has been Health Drive, and I'm Michelle Brathwaite.